counterpart of the 6th century. One good thing about having so few people here this evening is that I can, I have the option to repeat myself on Sunday to a larger, hopefully, a larger audience. We have completed the first week of Great Lent. The Church offers us the canon of St. Andrew of Crete. In this canon and throughout all the services, all the liturgical services of our Church, the word mercy is probably used more than any other. If we are to enter properly Great Lent, if we are to indeed, as Christians, lead the ascetical life, we must never forget that there is a social dimension to asceticism. It is not just something relegated to the person, and certainly not something relegated to the individual. Asceticism implies that the one who claims to be a disciple of Christ is not only changing his or her mind, but that the person is also directed to the other. In his first Kantakion on the Ten Virgins, Boronos has two Kantakion for the Ten Virgins, there is a dialogue, like in so many of his Kantakion, between the five virgins who are left out of the bridal chamber and the Lord himself. The five virgins left outside inquired why they could not enter the bridal chamber. And this is one of the responses. There are many others, but this, I felt, was the most pointed. Our Lord responds through the pen of St. Romanos. To what end, then, have fasting and chastity along with vanity helped you? You have denied gentleness. Always you have loved anger. But I, who am meek, love the meek, granting them pardon. I deny those who have kept to fasting, but without mercy. And I prefer to receive those who eat, but are full of mercy. I hate virgins who are without humanity, but I honor those who are married and who love mankind. Asceticism, the Christian life, discipleship, implies the purification of the self so that the self may draw near and serve the other, may have mercy on the other, may receive mercy from the other, so that indeed true, authentic, everlasting communion can be established now and forever. Amen.